tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Welcome to Roots and Berries. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget?
Dreams.
Welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, way up on sunny Burnaby Mountain. My name's Robin, and I will be with you for the next 55 minutes with a lot of music that sounds similar but different to what we just heard there. Opened up the show with a track from the Flybirds that was called "The Band Is Causing Problems." And of course, I hope that the bands that I play on today's show aren't going to cause any problems in that regard. Maybe they'll alleviate some problems over your noon hour. Lots of songs today from bands and themes of birds and loneliness. I can't exactly tell you why. It just happened that way, and I think we'll do okay. We're gonna have a listen to some local folks. These are the Lonesome Town Painters, and a track they've got called "Picture Perfect Love." It is off their album "Go Out and Paint the Town." This is how it sounds. Picture Perfect Love.
She says she loves me, but I know it's a lie. 'Cause I've seen the love within her slowly die. Yet she's happy to go out and act the part of a loving wife who'd never break my heart. Our love is just a picture in a frame.
stranger came around. It starts to rain, can't lurk no more. Run through the porch, open the door. To their surprise, I realized their little game. What was I supposed?
Silver in the Pinnacle Mountains, nuggets found in a river below. From a cave back up in the mountains, one man had the fortune to know. Though many have searched this mountain, its secret is hidden in the ground. Lives are risked and crops are abandoned, silver hasn't yet been found. It's a rocky old mountain I'm a climbing. There's a raging river below. Through the valley so beautiful I'm winding, and it's secret I may never know. No, it's secret I may never know. Thank you.
shelter from a storm with a sheep in a cave. Veins of silver in the walls were gleaming as the streaks of lightning danced and played. Upon returning a sheep to the pasture, back to the cave he thought he couldn't go. But for years he searched for this treasure, left it hidden in the ground below. It's a rocky old mountain I'm a-climbing, there's a raging river below. Through the valley so beautiful and winding, and it's secret I may never know. No, it's secret I may never know. Say there's silver in the Pinnacle Mountain, nuggets found in the river below. From a cave back up in the mountain, one man had the fortune to know.
From the Lonesome Ace String Band, that was Pinnacle Mountains from an album with a very lengthy name, Modern Old Time Sounds for the Bluegrass and Folk Song Jamboree. Yep. Songs from the Stanley Brothers, Gus Cannon, the Carter Family, all sit comfortably alongside more contemporary writers like Lasse DeSella, Richard Inman, Brennan Lee, and Noel McKay. That was released in 2019. So a fairly recent release from those folks. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are your campus and community voice from Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast on the ancestral territories of the First Nations peoples. As I said, high up on Burnaby Mountain at the campus of Simon Fraser University, where currently there's some sun, which is very warm until it goes behind the cloud, and then it feels like it's blooming winter again. Aren't you ready for spring? Like real spring? A little bit of heat and warmth and none of these layers anymore. Some, you know, time to pull out the sundresses and sandals time. I'm certainly ready for that myself. I guess we need to hold our breath just a little bit longer and trust that it's coming. Before we get on to a little bit more music in the show, which, of course, there is plenty, we're going to hear a couple of announcements, and then I will be right back. So don't go away.
For the past 20 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been dedicated to giving you the best content. From a diverse mixture of music and spoken word programs to art reviews and current news affairs, what started out as a music club is now a campus community radio station. So in this spirit, we would like to show our gratitude to all those who have been a source of inspiration and positivity, which has made these 20 years colorful, fun, and full of success. CJSF. diverse, independent, yours.
Twenty years on the FM dial. Definitely something to celebrate. Sometimes it feels like if you even achieve something over 2 years these days, it's a reason to celebrate. So times that by 10, and we're doing awesome. Stay tuned for more information and invitations to engage with what that means to us here at the station. We've got some stuff in the works. Another thing I want to tell you about that's in the works, and perhaps you've already taken a little bit of advantage of this, but you know, this time of year, to make us feel like spring is springing, is the Cherry Blossom Festival. And as part of the Cherry Blossom Festival, they run a haiku invitational, which is a contest that runs March 1st through to June 1st. And it's an opportunity for you to write haiku, which is a Japanese-style three-line poem, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, on the theme of cherry blossoms, and submit them for judging. And then they pick some contenders. It's pretty fun. And a great way to engage your imagination and, you know, get a little bit creative in terms of thinking about the cherry blossoms and really relishing the beauty of them. You can find out more information online at VCBF, that's Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival, abbreviated.ca/festival/haiku-invitational, and you'll get all the information and submission information on how to do that and how to participate. I always think it's kind of a fun family affair, you know, to write some haiku with your people and see how flowery you can get. All right, on to the music, because this is a music show. Generally, some, you know, fiddle and banjo you'll hear. Definitely along the old time and bluegrass and roots vein. And this next artist comes by her musicality, I would say pretty honestly. She is the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot. Yes, indeed. Her name's Meredith Moon, and from what I understand, and rightly so, she felt a little bit nervous about coming forward as a songwriter. You know, her dad being touted as one of Canada's greatest, and hard to argue, he did write some pretty amazing songs, but I think she pulls her own weight here and is a multi-instrumentalist who has released an album called Constellations, and we're going to hear a track called Broken Wing Bird here to start this next set here on Roots and Berries. Meredith Moon.